Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Mompreneur Like a Rockstar. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. It's personal, it's reflective, and it's about embracing change. And if you've been following my episodes from the last month or so, you've probably caught on that a lot of things have been happening in our entrepreneurial family. But this change, the one I'm going to share with you today, came completely unexpected and out of the blue, but was welcome with wide open arms. I'm your host, Daphne Walter, and today I want to share with you a story. This is a story about transition, self-discovery, and rekindled passion. But first, I want to share with you a little bit about how a recent trip was probably an underlying force that helped me to make the shift that I knew inevitably was coming. It's a good story, and one that you might even think to yourself, dang it, that totally sounds like me. So crank up the volume, yo, because we are heading to Las Vegas. So as I unveiled to you a couple episodes back, as of about February-ish, we no longer own our travel nurse staffing company. Now, a few factors contributed to us having to make that decision to either completely shut the doors or to partner up with a well-established agency that was willing to take on all of our business, our contractors, even our internal employees, including my husband, fortunately, who now is not only running their entire travel nurse division for the United States, but he's also helping to manage an offshore team. And he's also working with a few old colleagues that are also involved in the organization. And they're about to do some pretty cool things. So sure, up front, it was a hard pill to swallow. But the good Lord always has a plan. And to say that our business, the employees, and just our home life again is thriving exponentially, that's an understatement. So with this new role that my husband's in, we had to fly out to Las Vegas just 2 weeks ago to attend the SIA Healthcare Staffing Summit. And this is when I realized that most people in life, especially in the last few years, and you can probably imagine why, but most people have just lost the joy in life and the joy for life. Let me take you back to all the times prior that I had been to Las Vegas. And it was probably about 7 or 8 times. My very first time ever going to Vegas, I think I was around 19 or 20. This is before I even met my husband. So almost every single time I've ever gone to Las Vegas, I was living in California. So we'd fly out of the Sacramento airport. And if you know anything about Sactown, we have quite a few strip clubs. And no joke, anytime you would get on a flight going to Vegas, because it was like a 1 hour flight, so just a quick little hop and jump. Anytime you would get on a plane from Sacramento to Vegas or even coming back, I guarantee that plane was filled with plastic boobs and just the excess aroma of Bath and Body Works spray. All these girls were heading to Vegas to work the big clubs and make the big cash money over the weekend. And back then, once you got into Vegas, it was electric. People were smiling, they were laughing, they were all dressed up and looking their best and feeling their best. And some people were barely wearing anything at all. And some people were dressed all in between, but everybody there had a purpose. They were ready to show up in all forms and all fashion. Vegas used to be the place to go when you needed to escape to an entirely new world. There's a reason why they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, let's fast forward to just 2 weeks ago, just the end of March 2024. And we're now living in Georgia. So we're flying out of the Atlanta airport. And if you know anything about Atlanta, I think our current count right now is 16 strip clubs just in our city of Atlanta, way more than there are in Sacramento. So we get on the plane, and this is actually one of the bigger planes. Ironically, with all the traveling I've done in my life, the plane leaving from Atlanta, it was a direct flight to Vegas. It was one of the bigger planes that I've ever been on. You know, the ones that have like the 3 rows of the seats and the 2 aisles. There were so many more people flying out on this direct flight than I ever had flying from Sacramento to Vegas. So we get on the plane and we get seated. And one of the things that I like to do on the plane is I people watch, especially if people are going to be heading out to Las Vegas. Like, I want to see their excitement, the hype, and just the fun that they're anticipating that this week is about to bring. And I used to be able to see that on so many faces. But when we got off the plane, I told my husband, as we're walking into baggage claim, not one person, not a single person on that flight of hundreds of people. And I don't know how big the plane actually was. So maybe there's a couple thousand people. I don't know. But not one person looked like they were going to Vegas, not their attire, their demeanor, and surely not their facial expressions. And maybe I'm sounding a little judgy or materialistic, and I'm sure some people just now were kind of turned off saying, you don't have to look a certain part to go to Vegas. And that's true. But it's almost as if everyone just gave up. Nobody cares anymore. Nobody cares to care, and no one even cares to be happy. Let's just say, when I found out that we were going to Vegas a few weeks back, it was short notice, but I wanted to look sharp. And I wanted to step out of my small town that I just feel like I've been so trapped in for a while. And granted, like I said, I was short on time for, you know, ordering any type of outfits and things like that. So my go-to was Amazon. Yes, I bought Las Vegas outfits on Amazon. Don't judge me. But in the search bar on Amazon, I actually searched Las Vegas club outfits. And another search was Las Vegas outfits for women 2024. Because I knew I wanted to step up. I wanted to look good, not for anybody else, but for myself. So I picked out some really cute outfits that made me feel good and allowed me to be a little bit more dressier than normal. And I'm not talking going out and buying all the little skimpy dresses. I just wanted to wear something a little bit more than what I would wear on an average day. So I buy these outfits and I get there. And I felt so out of place. My husband, now he's the primary reason that we're there. So he had the daytime conference commitments and meetings and things like that. But when all that was over and it was time for the post-event happy hours and the meetings, you know, in the bar lounges and in the casinos, it just wasn't the same feeling as it was 20 years ago. People just seemed so settled in their ways. I mean, their posture, the way they carried themselves, you could just tell that life was heavy and probably not how they expected it to turn out. Here I was I was sitting on one of the couches in the lounge and I'm sipping on my Prosecco and I'm observing the room. I'm listening to the conversations and I'm watching the body language. And at one time, no joke, I look over at this gentleman. He's sitting just a couple people across from me, and his face literally looked like it was melting. He just looked so lost and robotic. And it occurred to me, which I already knew, but I really hadn't seen it firsthand and up close in a really long time. But people are so conditioned. They're literally programmed to stay the course. You go to college, you get married, you raise a family, you have your career, and your number one goal in life is to stay employed through all the changes and advances happening all around us. Or maybe the number one goal in your life is to simply not have a heart attack from all the stress and the poor lifestyle habits that we've all come to adopt and consume on a daily basis. Screw that. I am not okay settling for just that. For over 27 years, I have been deeply involved in the network marketing space, highly more so in the last 13 years, where I feel like I made my network marketing mark by building relationships, selling products, and promoting a healthy lifestyle. It was thrilling. The possibilities were endless, and the passion, oh, it burned bright for such a long time. When people say that network marketing is a scam, no, ma'am. It is a strategic way that takes a whole lot of freaking work to build an online business that can produce a lavish income and lifestyle. But to be honest, in the last few years, that flame has just started to flicker. The pandemic really made an impact and slowed business down, and I personally saw a huge decline in my own downline. At that same time that that was all going on, I was also opening up my coffee shop, which I pretty much had to focus 24/7 on, putting my health and my health and fitness business back on the back burner. And then once I sold the coffee shop last year, I found myself going through motions of feeling disconnected, wondering if this was just all that there was left to it. I'd been working the last 12 months on my website and branding and being a mompreneur like a rock star. And every time I thought about responding to a message or doing a post about products or a new fitness challenge, I just couldn't do it. I mean, I didn't want to do it. I just felt empty. I couldn't get creative with any content because I genuinely couldn't put the momentum behind it. I was stuck. Here I just dedicated the last 13 years of my life. But my team, they've gone through their own individual challenges with all the changes in the organization, with branding and comp plans. And that's not what this is about. But I just felt that there had to have been something more. And nothing that I did changed that. I was knocking on a door that just would not reopen. Have you ever felt that way? Like you're just trudging along, stuck in a rut, unable to see beyond the familiar patterns? I certainly was. But here is the thing that I realized. I wasn't just stuck. I was committed to certain behaviors because they served me well in the past. Ouch! Committed to certain behaviors because they had served me well in the past. Why? Because it was comfortable, because it was safe. But ultimately, it led to unfulfillment. It got to where I thought about, you know, relaunching or a new challenge group and my face, it would turn to that guy in Vegas and just start to melt. Deep down, I knew. But considering that I literally have a tattoo down my entire right side of my thigh of my team and part of the company logo, pivoting to me just never seemed like an option. In the back of my mind, I just kept telling myself, there's just got to be a different way to make this work. You're just not doing it right. You just need to change with the changes. I was fighting my own battles and I was losing every single time. Then something completely unexpected happened to me last week. A new opportunity came knocking at my door, one that I can wholeheartedly say has reignited a fire within me. I feel like I've been given a second chance. And this last week, I have been so freaking excited. I feel like I have a new purpose again. I know what direction I should be going. Literally within a 24-hour span last week, there were so many signs presented to me about this new opportunity that I just jumped all in. I signed up. I don't even have a single product in my hand. I still am trying to learn how to even pronounce the name of the organization. And I am 100% freaking pumped and just have this feeling that this is exactly what I've been led to do. And in that moment last week, when I was on the website and I was about to click that join us button, I knew I had to make a choice because you can't be on one side of the fence, or you have to be on one side of the fence or the other. You can't be straddling it. And that choice was to either continue down the familiar path of those patterns that I'd been on for so long, or to pivot towards something new, something unknown, and something that just felt right in my soul. So I did it. I made the decision to embrace change, to lean into the discomfort, and to follow my passion wherever it may lead. And let me tell you, it has not been easy this last week letting go of some of those things. But thinking back about some of the groups of people that I witnessed in Vegas and just how sad on the inside that they were, I'm not exaggerating when I say I can almost look into their eyes and just feel their emptiness. Life is too dang short. Now, you might be listening to this feeling stuck in your own life, unsure of which direction to take. And that's okay. We've all been there. I was just there literally before last week. But there's one thing that I've learned from this journey, and it's this. If you're feeling stuck for too long, it's probably because you're going in the wrong direction. And maybe there's a reason that you're feeling so much resistance. And if you're like me and you believe in a higher power, the good Lord will only give you what you can handle. So I want to share with you these three tips that helped me recently navigate through the uncertainty and to help me find my way here. Like when I say that this came completely unexpected, this is how quick that life can change. Last week, I actually started writing this episode. It had a completely different title. It had completely different content. But once I did that 360, once I clicked that join now button, I can't stop thinking about anything else. And I knew that I had to revise this episode and get it out to you right away. So here are the three tips that can help you bring you to the other side. The first one is, either call it women's intuition or what, but you have to listen to your gut. Deep down, you know what truly lights you up and what makes your heart sing. You have to trust the intuition, even if it leads you down a path that seems unconventional or risky. That might mean that sometimes along the way, you're going to have to give up what you thought that something in your life would look like. But I'll guarantee that the outcome will be far better than you could have ever envisioned it would be. And tip number two, embrace change. Change can be scary, but it's also where the growth happens. Change can be scary, but so is staying the same and having a face that looks like it's melting just when you're having a conversation with someone about your own business or company or ideas. These are the things that should make you so excited that you're pissing your pants doing happy dances about. Don't be afraid to let go of what no longer serves you and embrace the unknown with open arms. And tip number three, surround yourself with support. You don't have to go through this journey alone. Seek out mentors, friends, and loved ones who believe in you and your dreams, who will lift you up when you fall and will celebrate your victories with you. I admit, I was a little worried last week when I presented this new direction to my husband, because again, it was completely out of the blue, and considering all the changes that we're already going through, I wasn't sure how it would be accepted. But 100%, it was the opposite. He was totally on my side. He's pumped for me. And more so, he loves seeing me so happy in a way that I have not been in quite some time. Remember, life is too short to settle for anything less than extraordinary. So dare to dream, dare to change, and dare to live a life filled with passion and purpose. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Mompreneur Like a Rockstar. Until next time, my friends, keep chasing your dreams and embracing the journey. Take care and stay inspired. Goodbye for now.